PD Trailers.
Hey, is Alan in?
Yeah, hold on. It's Alan.
Hey, Alan, this is Taylor from Bank of Cardiff. How's your morning going?
Who you with?
Bank of Cardiff.
Okay, what can I do for you?
Yeah, here, I'm just calling to follow up here with the pre-approved offer we sent out about 2.5 weeks ago now, based on some good borrowing history you had with First Citizens Bank. Just calling to see if you have anything in the pipeline that may require some financing over there coming up.
I don't have anything right now, man. The only thing we're really financing is equipment, you know, trailers, things like that. But I don't have a lot going on right now. I got a lot going on, but everybody's kind of going to their own banks, getting their own money right now.
Yeah, I totally understand that. Are you still working with First Citizens over there?
Yeah, I bank with them every day.
Okay, cool. Yeah, we're not trying to replace any relationships there. We're kind of like a supplemental funding, just in case, you know, you can't extend the line of credit or whatever you have with them. Mm-hmm. So what we do is equipment financing. You said you don't do any equipment financing, or you pay for that all with internal cash?
Yeah, exactly. We don't do any in-house stuff. We pay as we go, brother.
I understand that. That's probably the safe thing. But another program we do is working capital, which is is it possible you tell me like an estimate of what your gross annual sales are?
About $5 million.
$5 million. So we're able to take 10 to 15%, $500,000 to $650 to $700, and give that to you as unsecured cash, which you can do as you please for payroll, what marketing, what have you. Is there anything? Do you still have a line of credit with the First Citizens, or do you have a business loan with them, or how's that? What's going on there?
I got a line of credit with them.
Okay, right on, and. How long have you been doing that for?
6 years.
6 years? And you're only with them right now?
Correct.
Okay. Are you familiar with working capital? Have you ever done anything like that before?
I am, but be honest with you, man. I mean, we're a small company, and, you know, our philosophy is that, you know, that we just pay as we go. I mean, everything I got in my showroom, everything I got on the yard, everything's paid for. I don't do any financing.
Okay.
I just don't want to get myself too overdrawn to where I can't sleep at night and got to owe somebody. So if we can't afford it, we don't pay. We don't get it.
No, yeah, I totally understand that. You know, like lines of how we differ from line of credit, just to tell you really fast, is, you know, when you take out a line of credit, you know, the bank could call it back any month, and we don't even have an APR. We just have a fit set amount that we give to you at the very beginning of the loan, so you don't have to figure out anything, and it's very simple, and you know how much you owe before you even start paying it back. So there's no really hitting games or anything like that. But I understand where you're at. I know there's no immediate need, but is it possible to get your email just to send you a one-time thing, just in case something was to arise in the future where you got in a pinch and maybe you need some money?
Yeah, I look at that, but my email address is my first name, Alan, A-L-L-E-N.
Okay.
Letter P as in Paul, D as in David.
Okay.
The word trailers.
All right.
At SC.
FC? Frank Charlie?
Like South Carolina, SC.
Oh, SC, got you.
Dot TWCBC.com.
TWCBC.com. Right on. That's a quite elaborate email you guys got there. Just to leave you, you guys, you're growing right now?
Every day, yes, sir.
Okay, right on. Do you have more time of the, what kind of products you got coming up?
Well, I mean, what we do, our business is we sell heavy equipment that goes behind your big trucks. That's what we do.
Okay.
We buy and sell new and used equipment. It goes behind your big trucks. Anything you see hauling, lumber, steel, military equipment. You know, anything goes into a dry van or a reefer unit, frozen goods, you know, dry goods, we sell that kind of stuff. I got a full service shop and a real extensive parts department as well.
Okay. Do you mostly work with business to business or individual customers, or are you contracted by the government?
We do normally owner operators, which are just single type truck drivers. I mean, there's no money working with fleet companies. I mean, you work your ass off and expect everything, you know, to be at their, you know, hands and feet when something goes wrong. I mean, we deal with owner-operators that, you know, we can make a little more money on, you can make more profit on. So, you know, that's kind of what we do.
Okay, I see. How do you, you know, reach out to more customers?
Well, I've been here 22 years, and my brother and I took things over 6 years ago. I'm an honest guy. People trust me, believe in me, and I've got customers from California to Maine. They repeat customers, referral customers. You know, we've got a website. We put stuff on the truck paper. You know, we do some different advertising out there. We got a billboard out on I-95. You know, we work with a lot of larger companies as far as working on their equipment. You know, a lot of it's word of mouth and referral stuff too. I mean, you know, and I just kind of get a lot of repeat customers as well. But don't get me wrong, I get 20 new people a week that come in didn't know we were here, and I've been here 22 years. So, you know, we get a lot of, like I say, referral business too.
Okay, I definitely respect that. Starting from ground zero, you know, it's not the easiest thing to do these days, especially with what's going on, government and, you know, the economy and everything. Are you worried about what's coming on with the, do you think the election is going to affect you at all upcoming here?
You know, you get customers that tell you that, well, you know, let's see what happens with the election. I'll let you know something about the election. Well, here's my point with that. I'm 52 years old. I've seen a lot of presidents come and go. hold on 1 second. I got air conditioning man in my house. Hold on 1 second.
No problem.
I mean, it says, you can save it, it calls in 15 minutes. That's bullshit, but that guy.
I'm not sure about that. But anyway, what was I saying?
About the election.
Oh, yeah, you know, and people say, well, let me see what's going to happen in the election. And, you know, and that's bullshit. That's a cop-out. I mean, you know, I don't care if a midget or a damn a Martian goes into the White House. It's not going to affect the way I spend my money. It's not going to affect the way I go on vacation. It's not going to affect the way I go out to dinner, the way I play golf. They don't expect none of that. You know, it's the government. They're going to put who they want in anyway. You could have 30 people up there, and they're going to have. Then the government's going to have one person they want to get into that spot. It's fixed. It's rigged. I mean, why? You know, I'll be honest with you, I've never voted in my life. Not one time.
Same here, man.
Well, why not? Because it doesn't really matter. No, it don't. Because electoral college vote is how you get in. It don't matter. You know, and so my philosophy on the election is a bunch of crap. You know, like I say, it don't affect the way I do things, the way I go on vacation, the way I take care of my kids, the way I spend my money. You know, it is who it is. It's going to be the same crap. Nothing's going to change, so why worry about it?
I hear you, man. It's, you know, I talk to a lot of business owners, and a lot of them are real scared, and a lot of them, you know, their business is going overseas, and they're seeing, you know, they can't even make it these days. So the fact that, you know, you're not affected by that, and you're able to still grow, like you said, every day is, you know, something that it's a blessing, man.
Well, we hard workers, man. I mean, you know, I own a business, and I don't, you know, me and my brother own a business together. We're here every day, 5 days a week, and we alternate Saturdays. So we're hands-on. I got a lot of good employees that work for me that I can trust. They work hard. They appreciate the money we pay them. And, you know, it is, you know, we got money, a little bit of money in the bank. Everything on the yard's paid for. Everything in here's paid for. You know, so, you know, if things were to tank, the economy were to get bad, then I don't have a big floor plan I'm paying interest on a month that puts me out of business in 6 months to a year. I don't have that. A lot of people do.
Yeah.
When they fall to the wayside, I'm going to be still standing here, and I'm going to be king of the hill because I've got a bit paid for, and I'm not paying interest out every month on a big floor plan, you know.
Most
so,
definitely. No, yeah,
you
definitely.
Play the game and be smart about it, you know. I mean, I'd like to own a beach house. I'd like to have a mountain home and three helicopters and two airplanes, but you know what? I don't need it. You know, I come to work, I go to the golf course, and I go home. And that's what I do.
Yeah, one of the models I live by is actually have the money, but don't care about it, you know. You want to be where you're secure, and, you know, you can do stuff for your friends, and you can do the things you want, you can take care of your family, but you also, you know, feel like you're giving back. And, you know, it sounds like you're hitting all that, which is something, you know, I really look up to. So I appreciate
that.
Well,
you know, and the thing is, the way I look at it, you know what? I mean, I don't need to keep up with the Joneses. You know, if I can go home, my family's taken care of. The air conditioner works. The TV works. I got food. My light bill's paid. Got gas in my car. Everybody's happy. That's all that matters to me.
Hell yeah.
You know what I mean? And now I'm tight now. I'm tight with my money. I guarantee this morning if I go in my wallet and pull out a dollar bill with George Washington on it, he's got sunglasses on because when he comes out of my wallet, he's gonna squint his eyes because he's been in there so long. You know what I mean?
I'm gonna use that line, right?
Yeah, I mean he comes out squinting because I'm tight, and my brother he's complete opposite. I mean he's got $2 in his pocket, he'll spend it in 10 minutes because it's burning a hole in his pocket. But he does tell me some of his kids, one of his daughters is like me. She says she gets her money, she won't spend it, you know. And, you know, the old thing is, well, you can't take it with you when you leave this world. Well, you know, you can't. But while I'm here, I've got some money in my pocket, and if something were to happen to my daughters, my girlfriend, my mom, anything, I got a way to get out of it.
Most definitely. Yeah, you got to watch all those clams, man. I feel you.
You got to be smart about it, you know. Yeah, when I leave this country, when we leave this world, and the Lord takes me away, then, you know, I got some money set aside that my family can live on for a while, you know, and they don't have to struggle, and, you know, they don't have to worry about things, you know.
I mean, that's the real reason why all these people start businesses in the first place. I mean, sounds like you're there, you know.
Well, yeah, just send me an email, and we'll talk about it. If we decide to do something, we'll give you an opportunity. Can't say we will, but can't say we won't either. But
of course.
You know, just tell me what you got, and we'll kind of go from there.
Yeah, I'll wrap it up in email and send it over for a second. But what kind of, when you need to buy one of these trailers, do you ever, you know, do you buy them new or used? What'd you say?
Both.
And how long does it take for it, on average, to, you know, get the return on investment on something like that?
It just varies. I mean, you know, prime example, I bought some 53-foot step decks and some 53-foot flatbeds. I've had them probably 4 or 5 months now, and that market's just kind of died right now a little bit. But then, you know, I just traded in a 07 Dunan step deck, and the guy dropped it off last Friday, and I've already got a guy coming to pick it up next week with about $5,000 profit on it.
Okay.
I bought a 2006 Fontaine flatbed from a customer that bought it from me that's getting out of business retiring, and I gave him $10,200 for it, and we got a guy giving us $15,800 for it. So,
you know, there you go.
That was within a week's time on that stuff. But then again, I've got equipment out of the yard that's been sitting a little bit because that market's just kind of slowed up right now. But when it does come back, at least I've got something on the yard I can sell quick, you know?
Right. Okay. Yeah, I mean, it all sounds like, you know, it comes down to buying smart things that people are going to, you know, you can flip real fast. One of the great things we do here.
It's August, and you got September, October, November, December. You got 4 months left in the year.
Exactly.
I'm not ordering any more equipment unless I really need it, because a lot of these manufacturers now, when January 1st comes, the new year models will show up. So January 1st of 2017, they'll start producing 2018 model trailers, and the prices aren't going to be, you know, going to really go up at all, unless the steel market or aluminum market skyrockets. That's the only way it'll go up.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, you know, if I've got, you know, 10 2017 model flatbeds on my yard come January, you know, then, you know, you've got 10 2018s are roughly the same money. What's somebody going to do? They're going to buy a 2018 because it's a newer truck.
Right. They just want the new stuff.
You're smart with what your inventory is and what you got going on with it, just for the fact that, you know, you don't want to be stuck out there with a lot of older model stuff and then have to take a cheap deal on them, which is kind of pointless.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense. I mean, it seems like you've got a good grasp of it.
If you can get the financing done on it through one of our lenders, BMO Harris Bank, Wells Fargo, whoever, you know, you can make a point or two on the back end, and that'll pay you some money there.
Exactly.
And, you know, if the fella's got a trade-in, then, you know, you can make some money there and kind of recruit maybe some of the loss you got by cheap selling it.
Right.
So, you know, there's different variables out there to get you back in the game and do what you need to do. You know, worst thing comes up, I could rent the trailer to an individual and might take me a little time to get my money, but, you know, I won't take a big loss on it, and I got a steady income coming in every month.
Most definitely. Do you ever take advantage of that Section 179 at the end of the year?
What is that?
The tax write-off for the equipment that you buy.
Yeah, my accountant does all that for us. We got a real good accountant that takes care of all that for us. Webster Rogers and a guy named Wesley Way, he's really good and does a good job for us. So he does take care of us.
So he kind of does like the financing when you guys choose to refinance or anything like that. They're all the ones to do that?
No, they don't do any financing for us. He's just my accountant. He just takes care of my taxes and, you know, stuff like that. That's all he does for me.
Okay. Well, you know, we do, I know you're working, you know, you have a strong relationship with First Citizens Bank, and we're not trying to replace that by any means. But if, you know, if you ever see the opportunity where you need to buy a newer used equipment or trailers or anything, what have you, and you think you can flip it or use it and get a fast ROI on that, it might make sense to utilize us because, you know, not only do we do that, but we have a match or beat policy where, you know, if you can't get an extension with your First Citizens, you can come to us and, you know, get the quote and we'll match it, or, you know, we can even supply better quotes than they can.
Okay, well, I'll give you an opportunity if we decide to do that, but send me an email thing on to me and we'll kind of go from there.
Sounds good. Alan, is it right if I check in, you know, once a quarter and see how you're doing and how's business?
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, it was great talking to you, man. I'm going to wrap an email up here and I'll send it over to you summarizing, you know, everything we can do for you. And I really hope, you know, you guys continue doing business strong over there.
Appreciate you, man.
All right, Alan. Have a good one, man.